meeting with Fred Schumer. Namo Guru. Hilarepa was accompanied by his attendant and heart son, Richumpa, at the area of the five small lakes at the edge of the Drip region. They were begging for alms and benefiting sentient beings. At that time, word of their arrival spread, and people were saying, "The Noble One and his son are meditating in the area of the snow mountain Kailash and Lake Mapam." The people of Churo at the Drip border, hearing of their fame, were convinced that they must be marvelous and wonderful. Devotion awakened within them, and they said, "Since this Siddha and his disciple have come here, we should take advantage of it and go and meet them in person." Taking with them ample offerings, they went to meet Milarepa and his son. Among the villagers was a girl, an emanation of the wisdom Dakini, who, having heard the life story of the Noble One, had developed undivided faith in him. She was gifted with great faith, diligence, intelligence, and compassion. She was born into a good family and fortunate circumstances. She came on this day bringing four young women in order to test the meditation experience of Milarepa and his son and verify their reputation. These women challenged them by offering this song in unison.
We take refuge in the divine three jewels. Bless us with your compassion. The fame of you noble transcendent rapers has been rumored far and wide. For you faithful men,
we are
You see, only a born old man and a youth lying around naked and shameless, mumbling little songs, living in an unscrupulous manner to bodies clad in cotton cloth, to beggars living off alms, doing whatever they feel like. So what's so wonderful about that? To my sisters who are not inexperienced pilgrims, this morning's pilgrimage was insignificant. To our sisters who are not unseasoned travelers, this morning's venture has left us footsore. To our sisters who have not seen just a little, today all we've seen is an old and a young man. To our sisters who have not heard just a little, today all we have heard is idle chit-chat. You two are either Buddhist imposters or the obstacles of Mara. There's no other possibility than these two. We conclude that you are demonic hindrance. If you understand this song, answer us. If you do not, yogins, pray, go your way and leave us alone.
After hearing this contentious song, Milarepa turned to Rechungpa and said, Rechungpa, this snow mountain and its three lakes are meditation places prophesied by the Bhagavad. If we do not answer those who disparage them, these people will accumulate negative karma, and the magnificence of these meditation places will be misconstrued. Since we, the yogins, who maintain the uncontrived conduct of body, speech, and mind, have also become objects of contempt, let us answer from within the yogic nature and reveal as qualities those things they perceive as faults. Join in with your father to sing to these women this song of reply.
If faithful patrons assembled here, young ones skilled in harmonious song, listen well, you five eloquent maidens, and especially your leader, who gave your song its meaning. Do you not know who we are? We're the Breaker and the Swan Raper. I, your man singing on the right, and a yogin Mila. He, a young chanting on the left, is a small raper dodra. To elaborate on the melodious words and meaning just put forth, I will express through using symbols true answers to your
before seeing it, you hear of its widespread.
and judgment of a man. That judgment of thy prophet Jacob is thy pride to scatter. Is not of the forests of the central country. Wonderful than this, there is none. is something worthwhile. Listen to the oral instructions of the hearing lineage. You who have relied on many years of sports for your relatives, if you really want to rely on someone, rely on a perfect law.
Hearing this, Rachel Mann, who stood in the center of the group of women, felt extraordinary faith arise within her. Weeping, she took off the jewels from her belt and the ornaments from her head and offered them at Milarepa's feet. She then beseeched him, "Please introduce us five women to the Dharma. Please allow us to live in a mountain retreat and compassionately grant us the profound instructions." So saying, she sang a song of supplication.
As one lamp is lit from another, this lineage of compassion, experience and realization has been transmitted down from great Dorje Chan. The holders of this lineage, were they not Tilo and Naro, the one who endured great hardship to leave Tilo and Naro, was he not the
Bye.
supplicated with the wish to enter the door of the Dharma. Milarepa replied, I have no need for your jewels and ornaments. If you sincerely want to practice the Dharma, there are better lamas with more skill than I have. Go seek the Dharma elsewhere. Without attachment to food and clothing, I wander in empty and uninhabited lands. I do not know if you could endure the want of food and clothing. Please listen to my song. The one blessed by Lord Dorje Chang, enduring great hardships for Tilo and Naro, the bilingual father interpreter, is he not the translator?
Of the path of right.
undivided faith in the story of Milarepa's liberation arose in them, and they begged him to accept them as his attendants. Milarepa said, "You are rich, spoiled girls. If you were to come with me, you would not be able to stand the discomfort. If you practice Dharma, you must endure hardships such as these. I doubt if you can." Then he sang to them a song called Assessing Your Enthusiasm.
I bow down at the feet of Baba, the translator. If you five young sisters assembled here really want you to practice the Dharma and want to come with me, consider carefully and find your own answer. Do you have the courage and will strong enough to bear great hardship and misery for the sake of the Lama's instructions? Though you may abandon your homeland, prison of Mara, can you survive in a rugged mountain retreat? Though you may recognize your kinsman, the noose of Mara, to be harmful, can you rely on a qualified guru? Though you may consider food and what temptation of Mara to be like poison, can you stand and live in poverty? Though you cast off your fine soft woolens from Uru, can you produce the bliss and healing of Tumo? Though you forsake your urban lovers, can you live alone in a no man's land? Though you may reject the eight worldly dharmas, can you live simply and humbly? Though you cease to consider this life permanent, do you realize you may die at any time? If you can do all that, then you may come with me, and then in keeping with the practice tradition of the Kagyu Lamas, to initiate you into the treasury of oral instructions of the secret mantra, path of methods, I would bestow upon you empowerment and blessing.
Father precious, qualified Lama, your naked body is magnificent. Through unconventional conduct, you benefit others. I bow down at the feet of Milarepa. Although we five who came here today were born in female form, there is no male or female.
were well-destined disciples, so he took them as his attendants. At that time, Milarepa and his son disciple were staying at the Five Small Lakes. There he gave empowerments and instructions to the women and set them to meditating. Rechungma developed qualities in meditation, such as the bliss and warmth of Tummo, within 3 days. Later, she became ill. In order to test her ability to remain in a hermitage and to assess the stability of her faith, Milarepa dismissed her, telling her to go wherever she pleased. Although she was ill, she continued to live in a mountain retreat and attained the confidence to withstand difficult conditions. One day, Rechungma went to see Milarepa, where he was staying in another part of the country, and met him among a crowd of patrons. In order to see whether her faith had wavered or not, Milarepa sang to the patrons this song with a hidden meaning.
I pray to the Lord Lama as I take refuge in the Yidam deity. All you faithful patrons assembled here, unless you renounce the eight worldly dharmas, do not say you are faithful.
Bring storage space. The mind is the Micaiah, its nature is emptiness.
Signs of practice and the eight qualities. In this life, she went to the celestial realm. This is the story of Milarepa meeting Rechungma, one of his eight foremost female disciples, at the five small lakes of Choro Driksang.